This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending him his greetings and salutations upon the final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who came to teach us the best or the most noble of characteristics and behavior, as mentioned in the hadith of Imam Malik in his Muwatta, إِنَّمَا بُعِثُّ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. Indeed, I've been sent to perfect noble characteristics and traits and behavior. Amongst this series of good values that we find that a Muslim needs to adopt inside their life, amongst them is generosity. We find that a society based being generous or based upon generosity is a sign of success of that society. And that's the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, when he preached to his people, he went far beyond that. He began to deliver generosity towards the people around him and showed how to be generous to the subjects around him. Thus we find that coming to Medina is a peak of generosity that we find. Because these 10 years, what is known as the Medinan period, in contrast to the first 13 years, approximately inside Mecca, that we find ayat of zajr, wal-adhab, wal-nar, wal-iman, billahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, ayat of fear, punishment, of reminding one about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about al-ba'ath, wal-nushur, the last day, resurrection, belief in Allah, belief in the angels. This was to awaken the believers at that time. Ayat of Tawheed, ayat speaking about the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After these 13 years coming to Medina, the foundation is being built upon, whereby you find inside Medina that you find laws of ahkam, rules and regulations. In a short span of 10 years that we find, Islam reaches its perfection, reaches its completion. The longest surah inside the Qur'an, in general, ulama of ulum al-Qur'an, is mentioned, Surah Al-Baqarah, Al-Imran, that we find above classified as Medinan surahs. Some debate about a few verses possibly, but in general you find both these surahs are Medinan surahs. Take a portion of the Qur'an. And what do we find inside Surah Al-Baqarah? Nothing but ahkam, rules and regulations how to live our life. The foundation is iman billah, tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you find al-amal, action, a life of action that we find. And thirdly, you find al-mujahada, to strive and to struggle. Because some of us, we just condense our life on certain things. That life is, excuse the expression, just about tawheed. Life is just about amal. Life is just about struggle. A person has to combine all three elements to make the complete Muslim society. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, in approximately 23 years, he completed the Muslim society. We are now in the year 1440. Some 1400 years have gone past. And in the last 150, 200 years, we're still searching. We're still searching to argue amongst ourselves. What kind of life should we be living? What kind of methodology should we be following inside our lives? That's what we're arguing about at the moment. We've had more than 1,000 years. 1,000 years to dissect and to understand that. What is the solution? What is the cure of our problems? What is the answer? But still, for some reason, we can't seem to click into our minds that what the answer lies is inside the text of the Quran and the Sunnah. To look at these individuals who lived a life of devotion, of commitment, and of struggling that we find. And thus we find that the Medinan society, person needs to home in, focus upon those 10 years. Thus we find many of the ulama focus just upon Medina's famous works in 2 volumes, speaking about Medinan society at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 2 volumes written. And in general, all of us should go back to the seerah, to envision what our future projection will be, what our life will be, to bring the science of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to deliver it to society. And those individuals that we find who made that struggle, who went to Medina, are none other than Al-Muhajirun, who came and they met the people in Medina who are known as, in general, as Al-Ansar. And that's the Quran begins to praise these individuals. Very rarely does the Quran use Al-Qab, use titles and names. But sometimes the Quran does to send out a lesson to us that this is the benchmark. This is what we need to look inside our lives, what we need to follow inside our lives. That's the Quran mentioned, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنْصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. Those are the first foremost believers who believe. Then Al-Ansar, those who came, the helpers, and those who follow them in goodness, follow the way of these individuals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with these individuals and they are happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is a separate discussion to study. What does it mean, radiyallahu anhu wa radu anhu? Go and study that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased about those individuals. Is a separate topic in itself. That which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes. وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي تَحْتَ الْأَنْهَارِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Inside Surah At-Tawbah, the 9th Surah, verse 100. Allah has prepared for them gardens of paradise, whereby rivers flow inside that paradise. They will reside for eternity inside paradise. Indeed, that is the most manifest success for those individuals. And thus we find that on today's occasion, we will home in on names inside the Quran, Al-Muhajirun wal-Ansar, rightfully. Unlike in the Muslim Ummah that we find, Kullu hizbin bima ladayhim farihun. Everyone rejoicing with their names and their titles and their slogans. You know, names and titles, slogans, ulama mentioned, don't mean anything. They don't really mean anything. People begin to home on upon a certain symbol, a certain laqab. In essence, some of the ulama have concluded, sometimes these could be classified as titles of jahiliyyah. That people flock around a name, flock around an identity. Islam isn't a name, a slogan. Islam is based upon principles and practice. Whoever follows principles of Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah comes underneath the umbrella. You don't need a specific title. As you find when ulama speak about Iman, you find works of Iman, they vary. Whether it be the book of Kitab al Iman or Aqidah Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah. Titles, Kitab al-Tawheed, names will change. Look at the principles. That's what counts. When we begin to flock upon names and identities, this is where sometimes we begin to fall short. And we fail to understand. The only time we can begin to praise certain names and slogans are those that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised and used inside the Quran rightfully. And thus you find that the believers inside the Quran, who are the believers inside the Quran? Whenever Allah mentions, Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas, تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. You're the best ummah ever raised up. Some of us, we think, we are those individuals. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Those who say, our Lord is Allah, then they remain steadfast. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. We think we are the ones, the angels are coming down upon us. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. We think we are the ones who believe and carry out the righteous deeds. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّا. Those are the real believers. We think that's us. That's not the answer. It's not even this Muslim Ummah. The answer is all of these ayat in general, بِصِفَةِ الْعَامَةِ, return back to الصَّحَابَة رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. That is what ulama of Quran mentioned. Every time the Quran praises believing individuals, says this is a reward for them. These are the actions. These are the people that Allah is pleased with. Allah loves them. He's forgiven them. He's pardoned them. In general, it always goes back to the Sahaba. Then at a later stage, there may come other people who begin to follow that same criteria. And it could apply to them. And it may not apply to them. وَالْعِلْمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. أَمَّا الصَّحَابَ فَلَا شَكْ فِي إِيمَانِهِمْ. There's no doubt about the Iman of the Sahaba. And their belief and their conviction. That's what ulama mentioned. It's not always the excessive good deeds that they've done. وَلَكِنْ مَا وَقَرَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. But because what was deeply penetrated inside their hearts and their mind made these individuals to be selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's in today's hadith that we find. And Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. قال لما قدم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على المدينة. When the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام came to Medina, أتاه المهاجرون فقالوا يا رسول الله. المهاجرون came to him and said to him, يا أو مسجد الله ما رأينا قوما أبدل من كثير ولا أحسن مواساة من قليل من قوم نزلنا فيه. And we've never seen such people who have got so much wealth, but they share their wealth. We've never seen a people who have very small amounts of wealth or suffering that they have, except they have a great patience that they have inside their life. مِنْ قَوْمٍ نَزَلْنَا بَيْنَ أَضُرِهِمْ. Between these people that we've come and reside and live with. Here the Muhajirun is speaking about Al-Ansar. Look how these people are, how they treated us. لَقَدْ كَفَوْنَا الْمُؤْنَةَ. Indeed, they fulfill every form of giving us provision. وَأَشْرَكُونَ فِي الْمَهْنَاءِ. And they've given us every form of any whatever produce they have. They've given that produce to us. حَتَّى لَقَدْ خِفْنَا أَنْ يَذْهَبُوا بِالْأَجْرِ كُلِّهِ. That we fear that they've taken all the reward. All the reward, these individuals who've taken care of us, they've taken all the reward. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ لَا مَا دَعُوتُمُ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ أَثْنَيْتُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ. No, they haven't taken all the reward. As long as you pray for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them, and you praise them, and you show that equal generosity, they've been generous to you, you return generosity by speaking well about them and praising them. Al hadith inside the Sunan of Imam Tirmidhi that we find. And that's what we find as we began with. These are the Shahada. A life of practical identity that we find. Now to subbu ashabi. Never ever revile my companions. Indeed, in whose hand my soul is. If one of you is to spend the man of Uhud dhahaban, spend the man Uhud in gold, it will not be equal to one mud, a handful, a half a handful. You know, ulama speaking about this hadith, a great discussion begins to take place about Uhud. What is Uhud? Uhud isn't just a mountain, it is a range of mountains. So even if one, a person spend the whole range of mountains of Medina in gold, dhahaban, waznan, the weight of that in gold, it will not equal to one handful of charity what one of my companions spends. So if the whole world can get together and spend their wealth, it will never be equal to half a handful of charity that the Sahaba that they give. And likewise you find, ulama mentioned based upon this hadith, سَبُّ الصَّحَابَ عَلَى الْعُمُومِ كُفْرٌ. Whoever reviles the companions, عَلَى الْعُمُومِ. We're not being specific that this specific individual is a kafir. عَلَى الْعُمُومِ. In general, anyone who reviles the companions is a form of kufr. وَمَنْ شَكَّ فِي كُفْرِهِمْ فَقَدْ كَفَرَ. Whoever doubts that this person is committing kufr has committed kufr themselves. So whoever tries to defend the person who reviles the companion and said that maybe they tried to make an excuse for them, has possibly committed kufr themselves. Like I look at the fatawi of Imam al-Subki about people who revile and curse the companions. It's not something to be taken lightly. That people just let it go by. That person can say this about, because as-Sahaba, as a consensus, as a body, they are infallible. They're infallible together, the companions. So al-ta'an fi sahaba, a person begins to revile the companions, begins to speak ill of them, is a sign of a person, الَّذِي يُخَالِفُ أَهْلَ Sunnah. As Imam Malik mentions, to recognize a person who's Sunni or Shi'i, to recognize who's a person of Sunnah. Because sometimes we think a symbol of Sunnah is a certain dress or a certain code or a certain behavior. Remember, as we began with principles of Ahl Sunnah. Principles of Ahl Sunnah are people of Sunnah, those حُبُّ Sahaba, those who show love of Sahaba. That's why many of the works of Aqa'id, if you read the final chapters of their works, what do you find inside there? Chapters dedicated to حُبُّ Sahaba, وَأَهْلُ الْبَيْتِ, love of the Sahaba, love of the family members of the Prophet ﷺ. That's what you find we should read. عَلَىٰ أَقَلْ فَضَائِلُ Sahaba, inside the Sahih of Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim. عَلَىٰ أَقَلْ شَيْءٍ. All of us should read these chapters, speaking about the virtues of Sahaba, to know who these individuals are. Many of us, we don't know. who the Sahaba are, who they were, what the impact they had have inside our lives, to read about them. And thus we find numerous ahadith, strange ahadith that make a person reflect and to think. The amount of love and devotion the Prophet ﷺ showed towards these individuals. Ayatul Imani, Hubbul Ansar. A sign of Iman is love of Al-Ansar. Wa Ayatul Nifaqi, Bughdul Ansar. Al-Hadith in the Sahih Imam Bukhari. Ayatul Iman, a sign of Iman, is a person who loves Al-Ansar. A sign of clear hypocrisy is a person who begins to show hatred towards Al-Ansar. Another strange hadith that we find, Al-Ansaru Shi'arun wa Nasu Ditharun. What is the meaning of these kalimat? Imam Al-Khattabi, Sahibu Ma'alim Al-Sunan, he begins to explain what does the word Shi'arun mean. Shi'arun bima'na al-libas al-dakhili, the internal garment a person wears. Wal-dithar al-libas al-khariji, is an external garment. Al-Ansar are the internal garment, and the people are just an external garment, and the Ansar are internal garment. What does that mean? وَقَدْ فُسِّرَ بِمَعْنَ ذَلِكَ أَنَّمْ أَقْرَبُ إِلَىٰ قَلْبِهِ. Al-Ansar are the most closest to the heart of whom? Of the Prophet ﷺ. That's what the explanation is hadith is in the ulama al-hadith. The most closest people to him, to his heart, were Al-Ansar. That's if I numerous narrations that Ansar came and they began to rightfully maybe complain about people have gone with their wealth, gone with their property. What has been given to us? He said that, don't you want that I come back with you? That I be with you? And thus you find another hadith that we find. وَلَوْلَ الْحِجْرَ لَكُنْتُ إِمْرَأً مِنَ الْأَنْصَارِ. If it wasn't for the hijrah to go back to Mecca, I would have remained amongst Al-Ansar. You know, disciple, all these ahadith we speak about Al-Ansar, or speak about Fadail al-Sahaba, or speak about individual Sahaba, because this is how the Shia tried to enter. They tried to take snippets of these ahadith and say, look, this is the virtue of such and such a companion over another companion. That's not how we approach these ahadith. Because every single companion, there's always narrations about that individual. And a person can take them and overpraise that companion. Every companion has their due praise given by the Prophet ﷺ. So Al-Ansar are praised in general. And ulama have mentioned some works of Aqa'id, the Al-Muhajirun are still better than Al-Ansar. Because of performing the exodus, performing the hijrah. Like what you find in Al-Ashratul Mubashireen, the 10 who've been promised paradise are all from amongst Al-Muhajirun. They're not from the Al-Ansar. Read through the seerah. All the 10 promised paradise upon the blessed tongue of the Prophet alayhi salatu salam. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٍ يُوحَىٰ. Doesn't speak of his own desires. Whatever he speaks is divine intervention, revelation. These people come along, and what do? Curse, revile Abu Bakr wa Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. Revile them, curse them. Revile Aisha, Ummahatul Mu'mineen. And some ulama tafasila, Imam Qurtubi goes to review, even above the Sahaba is Ummahatul Mu'mineen. Goes to review that the believing mothers are even superior than the average companions. Is a view that Imam Qurtubi goes inside his tafsir, even the Qawlul Rajih, that the four A'imma, Abu Bakr wa Umar, Uthman wa Ali, they are the most prestigious individuals close to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And thus we find that circumstances of an individual can change. That's what this hadith is highlighting. Al-Muhajirun, affluent, rich individuals living inside Mecca, have everything for them inside their lives. But now, they have to sacrifice it. They have to leave everything, leave their homes, leave their family members, leave their wealth behind, come to a foreign land, a foreign community. And this is where the Prophet ﷺ builds the bonds of friendship, the bonds of brotherhood that we find, not just, as we mentioned, mere preaching, but a practical implication that we find. And that's Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, when he's made friends with Sa'd ibn al-Rabi'. He's made friends with this individual. Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, when he comes and meets this individual says to him that I have my wealth, I will divide it in half and give it to you. I have two wives, I'll divorce one and give it to you. He said, no, just give me some utensils and show me where the marketplace is, so I may go and earn my living. The Prophet, he made a bondship of friendship. These are the people who made the hijrah. They need to be protected, they need to be looked after. Thus we find numerous ayat inside the Quran. وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّ الدَّارُ وَالْإِيمَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Those who established their homes inside Medina that we find speaking about Al-Ansar. And those individuals who came after them. يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ. It doesn't just say that people came to visit them. يُحِبُّون. You know, sometimes a guest may come, person may feel inside the heart, person may ask for wealth or ask for something. Person, as human beings, some of us may feel it. But look how the Quran, it praises the Sahaba, praises them. يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَا يَجِدُونَ فِي صُدُورِهِمْ حَاجَةً مِمَّا أُوتُوا وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. They find no rancor, no ill feeling inside their heart. People have come, foreigners have come. They need our help, they need our support. They don't complain. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew what is in the heart of a sahaba. لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ. Allah is pleased with those individuals who took the pledge. بَيْعَةُ الرِّضْوَانِ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ. Underneath the tree. Approximately 1400 companions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purified these individuals. Allah said, فَعَلِمَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. Allah knows what's inside their hearts. Allah knows what's inside their hearts. That's He's chosen these individuals. That's when companions may have made a mistake, done something incorrect, you find that they have been forgiven. Because some of them participated in the battle of Badr. Some of them participated in the battle of Uhud. اِعْمَلُوا مَا شِئْتُمْ فَقَدْ غُفِرْتُ لَكُمْ. Do whatever you want to do, you've been forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a praise for these companions that we find from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as we find, even we look at this verse that we find speaking about the revelation that those who spend, even though they have a dire need themselves. Read the tafsir of Ibn Kathir, this verse inside Surah Al-Hashr, the 59th chapter, verse number 9 that we find. You know, in general, whenever the Quran speaks about wealth and property and spending, even it speaks about jihad, you find it always returns back about kindness and goodness and generosity. Whether you look at Surah Al-Tawbah, look at how many ayat inside there. And like inside Surah Al-Hashr, speaking about the spoils of war. The point returns back once again about generosity, about kindness and goodness. You find a man came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and asked him for some food. So the Prophet alayhi salam, he sent a messenger, or sent someone to go and ask, inquire whether there's some food at home. They said, there's nothing at home. You know, this is how the Prophet alayhi salam, he lived his life. A simple identity, simple individual. So he said that, who will take care of this guest? Who will take care of this individual? فَقَامَ الرَّجُلُ. A person stood up and said, I'll take care of this individual. Because this individual is Dayful Rasul. He's the guest of the Prophet ﷺ, so by default, I have to take care of him. Whether it's the messenger or this individual coming, I have to take care of this individual. So he turns to his home. When he goes to his home, he asks his wife, prepare the food. She says, there is no food, except for a small amount of food for the children. So he says that, put the children to sleep and blow out the candles. And we would give the food to our guests. So when the guests come and they give him food, he eats and they pretend to eat their food. The guest gets up in the morning and he leaves. In the morning when the Prophet alayhi salam, he meets this individual, he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with your action, what you did last night. Said, how is that possible? No one knew about this. That I carried out this, what I did last night. وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. They needed the food and the drink themselves, but he put his children to sleep and gave the food to their guests. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises these individuals. These are real individuals. وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Whoever rips out greed from their heart, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. These are the successful individuals. And there's numerous stories, authentic stories, about how the Prophet alayhi salam, he lived his life with the companions around him. Surah At-Takathur. أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرْ حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرِ. The mutual rivalry of this wealth, it diverts you. حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرِ. Until you visit the graves. كِنَايَ عَنِ الْمَوْتِ. Until you are dead. That's the only time you're going to stop this mutual rivalry about what you possess, what you own, what's given to you, until you visit the grave. That's the only time.
ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. Then you're going to be asked about النَّعِيمِ, about the blessings. Read the tafsir of this surah. You find that Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, they came out one day searching for food. They were hungry, in a state of pain and hunger. Out on their journey, they met the Prophet alayhi salatu salam. He said, what has brought you out on this, at this day, at this time, in the blazing sun? He said, hunger. They asked the Prophet, what has brought you out? And he said, exactly the same thing. I feel the same thing as well. They said, come, let us go to one of our companions and see if they can prepare a meal for us. So when they go to the companion, he presents some fresh dates to the Prophet alayhi salatu salam. Then he picks up his knife to go and slaughter a lamb or a sheep. And he says, leave one that is giving milk. Choose another one. So he sacrifices it, presents it. They eat, they fill. Then they walk out. But look at the science, the psychological understanding of the Prophet alayhi salatu salam. After rejoicing rightfully, the food, the drink and everything, he reminds them, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. Just a simple meal. We eat every single day. We think nothing of it. We think nothing of life. That's what our problem has become. Because some of us, قُلُوبُنَا قَاسِيَةً. Some of our hearts have become coarse, harsh. We don't even think about simple things about life anymore. We find it trivial. That's why a Muslim, a believer, is one doesn't find life trivial. Finds everything precious, everything blessed about their life. That every single moment of my life is a blessing in itself. And we ask by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions straight after this verse that whoever removes the greed from their own self, from within their heart, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. These are the successful individuals. Whereby Allah then mentions, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَءُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. The ones who come after, they say, oh our Lord, remove any rank or ill feeling for those individuals who believe. Referring to once again to whom? To the believers, referring to as-sahaba. As we find that a person should glorify as-sahaba, should praise dutifully the sahaba, should be careful about the words about the sahaba. And then after that, spilling over to people of iman, person should praise, should love people of iman. Person shouldn't love people of fisq and fujur. But a person shouldn't make excuses for fusaq, for fujar. Person should make excuses for whom? For believers. That's what a believer does. Not the world has become in defense of what do we find at the moment? All types of fisq and fujur that we find all displayed in front of us. And people try to make excuses. That maybe there's some justification. You know, the land of the Prophet ﷺ is a blessed land. It's a blessed environment. Fawahish could take place all over the world. But a person should feel inside their heart that an iman. Iman is of one of Mecca and Medina, that is one blessed lands. The whole world should be toppling over the individual. When we find that inside an area like the blessed area like this, that you find immorality, bad behavior, bad conduct. As what ulama mentioned, that in haram that you find of a person, just like reward is multiplied. You find that one prayer is equivalent to 100,000 prayers outside the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some ulama have gone to the view that a sin is also multiplied many times over. A sin is also multiplied many times over because you are in a sacred sanctuary, the sanctuary of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Jaziratul Arab, the Arabian Peninsula, is all a sacred sanctuary. It's the birthplace of Islam. It's a spiritual identity for us Muslims that we look and we glance there. We see role models. We see encouragement. We see iman. We see faith. That's what we want to see. Al-Ansar, the people of iman. That's why even today, to this day, you find that love that you find in San Medina is there because the people of Ansar who resided there that we find. And thus we find whoever is not generous or doesn't show gratitude to people, doesn't show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what a believer is. Whoever doesn't thank people doesn't thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even a simple statement in a hadith in Sunan Tirmidhi that we find, that some of us once again take it for granted. for a person to say to someone, Jazakallah khaira. May Allah reward you with goodness. If a person does something for you, give you something, shows you something, if a person just says this word, this sentence, then a person has given a due right of generosity back to that individual. That may Allah reward you with goodness. A person means it with their heart, with their faith within themselves, that a person show goodness to them, may Allah show goodness towards this individual. And thus we find that this is, unfortunately, a selfish society that we find. It is a greed for their own generosity. For them, the rich get richer, the poor get poorer. That's what life is all about, a monopoly. Capitalism controlling the world. IMF could control people, take them in a state of poverty. Billions of pounds of interest are placed upon people. For what reason? They try to boast that they help people. You know, if you study the history of some of the African nations, you study South America, that we find they will never ever come out of poverty. They'll never come out of poverty. Even the wealth that they're paying back is something like a few percentage of the interest that belongs to these people who control the world, as they say. And our perception is totally different. Isn't there to control people? Is there to help people, that we find? The moral values of Muslims is one of brotherhood, which spreads far and wide. That's what Akhuwatul Islamiyah is. It spreads far and wide. It isn't a personal affiliation. That some of us, we think it's a personal affiliation. Read Imam Dahabi's work, Sir A'lamun Nubala. Some 30 volumes. You want to read about people, classical people, about ulama, about fudala, about virtuous people, about high-ranking individuals, read through these works, 30 approximately volumes. Read about their life, about their generosity, about their feeling, about their yearning. We are one ummah. We are one people. You can't separate yourself. The Prophet ﷺ described that this ummah, kaljasadi wahid, is like one body. You can't just amputate the arm and just get rid of the arm. Your body remains. This Muslim is one body. Yes, we have problems. We don't deny that. We have bad Muslims. We have deviant Muslims. We have corrupt Muslims. We have Muslims who don't really practice their faith. But they're all Muslims. They're all our brethren. This Muslim Ummah Kasafina is like one ship, all on one journey together. So the beginning concept of brotherhood is one of faith. Reminding them about Iman, reminding them about to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, conviction towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be helpers. When the Quran speaks about Al-Ansar, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, kunu ansar Allah. Oh, you believe, become ansar Allah, become friends of Allah, allies of Allah. Just like Isa alayhi salam said, give me al-hawariyin. Qala al-hawariyin man ansari ila Allah. Who's going to help me? The disciples. Al-Hawariyun, the disciples that we find. What, for them, what is Christian? Look at them. It's a very trivial but important point. Christians have taken the peak of generosity. Taking the peak of generosity, and they spread their message of kufr and batil amongst people. You know, some of them, you read their seerah, tata'ajjab. 30 sana, 40 sana, 50 sana, ya'ish fil qariya. 30, 40, 50 years lived in a village. لِكَيُّ نَسِّرَانَهُمْ, to make them into Christians. Give them a sweet, give them a dime, give them food, and says, Jesus sent this for you, Jesus loves you. 50 years of their life. Learn their language, dress like them, behave like them. For what intent? Generosity, that people will come to Deen al-Nasraniyah. People will come towards Christianity. وَنَحَنُوا دِينٌ بِلَا رِجَالٍ. We are a way of life without men today. Always caving in. Always apologetic. Always apologizing. Always the weak personality. The weak individual. The weak-minded. The feeble. The poor. The downtrodden. The trampled upon. Why should we be trampled upon? What are we weak about? أَفْضُلُ الْخَلْقِ هُوَ الرَّسُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. The most best of creation is the Prophet ﷺ. The best of creation after him is As-Sahaba, who travel the peaks of this earth, to the brinks of France, to the brinks of Andalus that we find, conquered the east and the west and the north and the south, barefooted Bedouin individuals conquered this earth. How? In a span of a few years. History testifies to that. And as I began with, it's 1400 years. Still squabbling and still searching. When are we going to awaken amongst ourselves? Go out to the people, deliver to them what is the real Christianity to these people. It is nothing but Al-Islam. Faith of Islam. A way of justice, equity, kindness, generosity, goodness, sacrifice, iman. That's what Islam is. Don't let them paint the picture for what Islam is. Paint the picture yourself of showing generosity, kindness towards individuals. But we become a people of selfish in our creed and our belief. That as long as somehow I make it to Jannah, then may Allah forbid such an expression, to hell with the rest of humanity. That's not teachings of the Prophet alayhi salatu salam. Generosity is a path of moral fiber, moral goodness. That we should encourage ourselves to be generous individuals, generous with our faith firstly, generous with our wealth, with our poverty, with our lives, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those individuals who follow those individuals, who follow the as-sahaba, follow those individuals that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them. That we may return back to be with those individuals, see the likes of Abu Bakr, wa Umar, wa Uthman, wa Ali, and the rest of Al-Ash'aratul Mubashshar. See these individuals, see these personalities. How will we recognize them? How will they recognize us? People who are aloof from the Sunnah, people who are far away from the Sunnah, people who despise the Sahaba, people who speak ill of the Sahaba, who find their life to be trivial, find the Sunnah to be trivial inside their life. Do you think that is the way they're going to recognize? They're going to recognize us on that day? Rather, they're going to recognize the believers with one of faith and conviction and love and devotion.